All right, this is the RTM podcast for day two of Toy Fair, Sunday the 12th. The focus on this podcast is going to be Diamond Select toys. I had a chance to slip into the Diamond Select showroom, and, well, the first big surprise was that Diamond Select toys marketing guy is the same one who was there last year. It's been kind of a running joke that over the last few years, there's been a new person there each year for Toy Fair. And this year, Mike, it's actually his second Toy Fair. That's, I think, a record from quite some time ago. So we just want to congratulate Mike on making it and also beating the betting pool at Diamond. So he's done pretty well to still be there. And that's actually a good thing. But beyond that big surprise, we got a chance to check out everything that Diamond Select's doing. And I have to be honest, I'm impressed with the offerings because they've got a lot of stuff. They're really doing a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of collector oriented stuff. So it's really good for collectors, obviously. All right, I want to get the first thing I want to address are the Mini Mates. A lot of people love the Marvel Mini Mates, and I've seen the posts where people say, "Oh, Mini Mates are dead. Where's all our Avengers?" That's it. Well, let me tell you what. Marvel Mini Mates dead? Couldn't be further from the truth. Okay. Here's one thing. At the moment, right now, the tooling for the Mini Mates is being used. It's being used to make the Mini Mates that are going with the DVD, the X-Men DVD set. That's going to be hitting at Target soon. Okay, that set's done extremely well for them. And right now, one reason they can't start moving on other Mini-Mates for that line is because the tooling is tied up for that. Okay, and that's a good thing. This thing is selling really well. I mean, really, really well. You're going to, definitely you want to be checking the Target and Target stores around you. And, when you see it, if you're interested, buy it. I mean, nothing helps a line better than sales. But now after that, there are going to be some more 4-packs that are going to go to Toys R Us, and then hopefully at San Diego they'll show more. But there are big plans. They plan to make lots more Avengers. They plan to do a lot. They have big plans for Marvel Mini Mates. Okay, they're not going away. This isn't the end of the line. Don't believe until Diamond Select's ready to say something. And things basically change because the line is doing well. It's just that, a lot of things have been going on, and right now, things are starting to get straight for this year, and the line's going to continue. There's going to be more characters, and I think the fans are going to be very happy with it, okay? So I want to throw that out. Also, they do have, along the Mini-Mate signs, Street Fighter 2, and, they'll be working with Art Asylum for Battlestar Galactica Mini-Mates. And they're certainly looking at other ways, other things that they can move the Mini Mates into, other properties that they may be interested in. So you never know what could happen. They're definitely looking at trying to do more Mini Mates, because who doesn't like Mini Mates? Well, some people don't. But regardless, they're not dead. Certainly, the Marvel Mini Mates are not dead. Okay. They also had the display, a display base for minifigures. It's not just for Mini Mates, but it is for minifigures. Okay, it's basically it's resin. Okay, why is it resin? Because unless they get big orders for it, which at this point they, for a generic playset for minifigures, I just don't see Toys R Us going, "Yeah, we want 100,000 of these." But who knows? Maybe they will in the future. But for right now, There isn't a huge demand for it, but there is some, and so that's why they went with resin, because that makes it more economically viable. Trying to do it in plastic would be extremely expensive unless you've got lots of orders, so that's why they went with resin. And hey, if you like it, and if you're someone like me who doesn't want to sit down and customize something, pick one up. It's actually a very cool display, and it's kind of generic enough that it can go with all kinds of stuff. They had a nice Street Fighter display of it at the show today. But anyway, going on, we'll talk a little bit about Marvel Select now. Marvel Select, here's the deal, okay? Yes, Hasbro's got the Marvel license. However, that does not affect the Marvel Select license. Things will continue the way they are, meaning, at least for the foreseeable future, okay, Diamond will be working with Toy Biz to make Marvel Select. Now, I talked to Damon Nee, who's the guy who's been working on it for Toy Biz. I talked to him at the Toy Biz event today, and he said there are no plans for him to come off that. So, and since this license will stay with, Diamond Select, and it's not affected, again, by the Hasbro stuff, Damon should be able to stay on the line and keep working it and keep the level of quality and everything that's with it. But, again, that can always change in the future, but as for right now, this should not change at all, okay? New stuff that they had to show off for Marvel Select, and by the way, Marvel Select is gaining popularity. People are starting to see the difference between it's not just Marvel Legends. It's not a companion to Marvel Legends. It's a separate line. But new figures, they did have Moon Knight there. They did have Spider-Woman, and they also debuted Cloak and Dagger, which is very cool. Now, Toy Biz actually did make a Cloak and Dagger set that was like a Toys R Us exclusive. And they were 5 inches and, repainted something else. But these look much better. And they're quite a bit bigger, too, because they're a little larger scale. Along with that, everybody's seen the Spider-Woman in the black and white outfit. Okay, it does say international only, but what that means is she's going to be an exclusive, okay, this year. And all signs are pointing to San Diego Comic-Con exclusive for her. Okay, so you'll be able to get the black and white version there, and then the yellow and red will be the regular release. All right. And also with Marvel Select, they've got a best of assortment they're going to be shipping to your comic store. So if you kind of came to the line late and you want to get some of the more popular figures, the way to go is to they can order these cases that are just going to have certain ones that are they're not going to be any different than the originals, but they're going to be added in. They're not going to be different from the originals, but it's just another chance to get them. And what it is there's going to be basically four figures. The Ultimate Hulk, the Ultimate Spider-Man, which is the first figure in the line. And then the other two are going to be the Classic Green Goblin, which is very cool. And the Thanos is going to be the other one, because those have been popular figures. And again, if you didn't have a chance to get those and you're interested in them, then your comic store will have another option to be able to get them. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the statues and stuff too. The statuary, like last year, Diamond Select had the Fantastic Four set, which had all the members of the Fantastic Four, the Mole Man, the Mole Creature. You put it all together. Well, this year, and the same thing with the Dark Phoenix. All the statues go together to form a bigger diorama. Well, here's the deal: they're doing the same thing, but it's a Spider-Man Rogues Gallery set. It's basically a lot of the Sinister Six. You've got, Kraven, Vulture, Sandman, just a bunch of Mysterio, all of them attacking Spider-Man. And the cool thing about this is, yes, they all go together, and you got a nice red and blue Spider-Man to go right in the middle of it. But along with one of the villains, it's looking like probably Kraven, but they're not 100% sure yet. You'll get a black Spider-Man, too. You won't have to buy him separately. He'll be included. And then that way, you can display it however you want, whether you're an old school red and blue guy or you're a new hotness black and white, whatever trips your trigger, you can pick that and you can display it however you want. So that's a cool thing. They also got a new line of minibus. They're calling them Icons, and they're going to be a little smaller than the usual. They're all going to be in scale with each other, first off. They're going to be a little smaller than the usual Diamond scale. They're pretty close to Bowen sized, and they have a similar look to Bowen in a more classical style with the generally no arms. Wolverine did have an arm. He was one of them, obviously, but claws are his thing, so you really don't want to make a Wolverine without any claws. But, they're going to be smaller and more classically posed and a little bit cheaper. So that should be a nice addition. They're doing minibus for the X3 movie. We got a chance to check those out, and they look really good. Gentle Giant did the scans on them and sculpting, and then Diamond Select is going to be selling them. And again, no pictures yet. They're not approved by the studio. That's how it is with movie stuff, but you're looking at Juggernaut. Jean Grey, Storm, Wolverine, and the Beast. And also they'll probably do a little Phoenix necklace, the jewelry from the movie. They're planning on that. But they do look really nice. Continuing on with the other statues, I mean, there's a variety of the larger, the Marvel milestones, like Doctor Strange and stuff. And again, I don't want to get too much into every product that was shown, but just kind of give you a general impression. But all the Marvel milestones are really nice statues. They're just, you just need a little more space, and they are more expensive. But they're going to continue adding to that. With Buffy, there's a lot of new Buffy stuff. Again, I don't want to get too much into every little character, but the Buffy line's doing well. Buffy fans love it. It's selling well, and they're going to continue on with that with different versions of different characters as they go. They had quite a few on display, and again, I'm like a dabbler in Buffy, so I can't throw up all the names and everything like that. But again, they're going to continue with Buffy, and they may be looking at getting other licenses to allow them to do some more things with Buffy. So we'll just have to wait and see how that happens. But they're definitely looking at trying to do more with Buffy. I'll jump ahead to Star Trek. Yep. One cool thing that they'll probably have at San Diego is a replica of the captain's chair that James T. used to sit in. not the big giant Picard chair, but the one that's got buttons and stuff and could handle the girth of a real captain. So anyway, they're planning that. You're not going to be able to buy it, although they'd certainly love to sell replicas, but it'll be probably at San Diego, so you may be able to get your picture taken in it. But anyway, along with Star Trek, last year at San Diego, there was like a DS9 set of four that were sold exclusively by different retailers at the show. One by Diamond, one by Tower, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they're going to try the same thing this year. It's going to be Mirror Mirror, though, with Mirror Mirror Sulu, Mirror Mirror Uhura. What are the other two?
I don't remember beyond that.
There were four Mirror Mirror guys, and there's Chekhov, and it was Sulu, Chekhov, Uhura, and one other Mirror Mirror guy for Star Trek. Anyway, they're going to try and work that in as a San Diego thing. I'll have to go back and look at my notes. I can't remember. I'm doing a lot of this from memory. Next, they're going to be doing, of course, the Picard and Troy waves with the different versions of Picard and Troy. Then coming up after that, it's going to be a wave of Geordi and Data's. And thrown into the mix there is also going to be Barclay. They're going to make a little version of him to add into that bunch. And then they've got a Kirk in a command chair. And also, they're going to do an exclusive, which they're not sure who it's going to be with yet, but or how they're going to do it with. Pike, Captain Pike in this captain's chair, and also plans are in for where no man has gone before, the second Star Trek pilot, Captain Kirk, in that outfit in the command chair. So hopefully that'll all get done. They're still working on some of the plans for that. They're also going to be doing some, if you're a fan of Archie and Jughead, they're going to be doing some Archie and Jughead minibus. Which are actually pretty cool, if you're into that. I'm not really an Archie person. I mean, they look nice. It's not that they don't look nice. They're not approved for photography, so we're not going to have that. But it's just, Archie may be your thing. I'm just really not old enough and was never really into Archie. I like Spider-Man a little better, but that's just me. Anyway, they did have some Transformer stuff there, but it doesn't sound like a lot of it's going to get made. So all I can say is, is it possible? Yes. Don't get your hopes up too much. It's probably not going to happen. They'll be doing some Ghost Rider stuff, but they didn't have any there, so we didn't get a chance to see it. Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis. DST's got the rights to that, and they're going to be doing action figures, okay? Now, the guy who's going to be helping, we had a chance, we have pictures of some, and we got a chance to look at some that haven't been approved yet, and the likenesses are really good. You got a nice mix of articulation and accessories. And here's the thing. The guy who's working on this line is Gene St. Gene. If you don't know this name, it's quite possible you don't, but he was the head of sculpting at McFarlane Toys up until roughly about a year ago, a year to a year and a half ago. The man is a phenomenal sculptor, and he's a great designer, and to be quite honest, you know, if you liked McFarlane, if you liked their aesthetic, if you liked the art direction, if you liked the sculpting, you know, he's bringing that to some of these lines from Diamond Select. Except they got a little more articulation than you usually see from McFarlane stuff. But everything looks great. And I just tell you, Gene St. Gene is one of the best guys in the business. You know, he does quality work, and it definitely shows in the Stargate stuff. So it's something to keep an eye on, especially if you're a fan of the show. Or if you just like MacGyver, you know. Hey, it's an action figure with MacGyver's head on it. I don't think it's going to take too much custom work to make MacGyver. All you need is a little duct tape, and that'll be set. All right, and that seems to be about all I can go through from our basic notes here and remember about Diamond Select. But just the big points to remember are, also one thing with the Stargate figures is that they will have not a Build-A-Figure, but Build-A-Stargate with a piece that comes with each character. And by character, I don't mean, you know, each figure. I mean, like, if there's, you know, different versions of the same character, they're going to have the same piece of the gate, so you don't have to buy it all, you know. So if it's, if you want one of the Jack O'Neill figures, you know, you only got to buy one of them. You don't have to buy, you know, like, there's three versions of them. You don't have to buy all three to be able to finish the gate. You can, you just have to buy one, because each one of those will have the same piece. But if you want them all, hey, you're going to end up with extra pieces, and you can build more Stargates. So that's a nice cool little feature that they've incorporated into that. Also, they're working on a jump back to Star Trek. They're working on a classic original Star Trek series Enterprise ship. So and of course, a 40th anniversary phaser. This year is the 40th anniversary of Star Trek going on the air. So They're going to be doing a few extra things this year to keep an eye on, and we'll hear about that more throughout the rest of the year. But anyway, that's most of the stuff for Diamond Select. So definitely keep an eye on their stuff, and we'll bring you more information and pictures as time goes on. And that's it for now on Diamond Select.